This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's A La Carte Tuesday and open for business. Good morning. This is Frida Liu, and I'm here with the folks behind Yellow Brick Road. So this was founded by the people behind the Red Bean Bag. And together with Jason Liu and Sean Liu, they started this new entity. Now, of course, you've got here Lee Hai Lin. What did I call her? Lee Hai Lin, Jason Liu, and Sean Liu, right? Yeah, and yeah. Lin, we know Lin because she's also behind Smooshy. So
hello.
Welcome back. And Jason is a 2-time Malaysian barrister champ. And then we've got Sean.
Hi.
And there's somebody else in the studio. Anyway, okay, the three of you, how did you guys get together?
I think we'll start right from the origins. Me and my husband Kyung, who's the other one in the studio who has no voice, we were running the Red Bean Bag, and then this random customer up to the bar and just asked, "Oh, do you have a job for barista?" And Kyung goes to he looks at him and says, "Okay. Yes, we actually do. What's your qualifications?" And he goes, "I don't know how to make coffee. I've never touched it before."
So,
one thing led to the other. I think he liked his attitude, so he brought him in. And also, we were quite desperate, lah. And we taught him everything we could. And he grew with us. He grew with the company. And
how many years ago?
This was about three years ago.
Three and a half, in fact.
What were you doing? Yeah. What were you doing before?
I was doing a chef in another cafe. So I thought I wanted to change on the profession as a barista. Probably partly also that the reason coffee is starting to actually grow at that moment. So I was pretty much fascinated by latte art only at that moment. So Kyung did a good cup with a very pretty latte art, I would say. Okay. So that's one of the reasons why I really started.
So you don't miss your chef days?
I do miss it still.
Okay.
I still miss that.
So you're still involved in the chefing at Yellow Brick Road?
Pretty much tasting it.
And he's also a pastry chef, so he bakes all the cakes at Yellow Brick Road.
Okay, so what about you, Sean?
Also the same. I actually came in as a regular customer at Ribbon Bag. And then I met Jason before I met Lin and Kyung.
Uh-huh.
And we became best friends. Mm. And then after that, I realized that Jason wanted to have his own cafe.
Mm.
And he asked whether I'm keen and interested to join Lin and Kyung.
We thought to have Sean around as well would be a very, very good partner, because he is actually very much a good character person that we find we can actually gel and get together.
Yeah. Good character, huh?
Yes.
Very PR.
Very PR guy.
Nice boy.
Can talk a lot.
Can talk a lot.
That's why.
Yeah. That's not what you need. But anyway. So this whole entity behind Yellow Brick Road, the personality, how do y'all decide, okay, let's do this, with Yellow Brick Road, what's the vision for Yellow Brick Road?
Okay, so when we started Yellow Brick Road, it was mainly based on, we need to have something different. We wanted it to be very distinctively different to Red Bean Bag in a way that, it was a very different character. It was started by four different individuals.
Mm.
And, we all had a certain type of character. We were all like kids at heart in a way.
Mm.
We all liked having a bit of fun, not taking life too seriously. So that sprouted out something that was also the same kind of character. So Yellow Brick Road, the name itself came about the idea of four friends, one girl, three guys, down on a journey together, finding this elusive place which we might never find. And
who's the lion? Who's the Tin Man?
Well, Jason likes to be the Tin Man. Yes. I think Kyung's known as the Lion. Okay. Dorothy, there's a bit of an argument between Dorothy whether me or Sean should take the role.
There's always this thing that has either me or Lynn.
Yeah, so
Dorothy
I'm the
role.
Daytime Dorothy and
I'm
he's Dorothy at night.
Okay. So, okay, the other thing was as well, you know, you people know the Red Bean Bag. Mm. Why didn't you, you know, there's two schools of thought. I guess there's no right or wrong answer. Some people say, let's just build more Red Bean Bags. And then to start a different entity again, you know, there's the advantage of building on a familiar brand. So why did you decide to go in that different direction?
Well, we felt that there should be only one Red Bean Bag in KL because it was very distinct in its character. You know, it was very site-specific. You know, people know it as that cafe up the stairs in Publica that you go to for brunch. And we wanted to keep it special in a way because it had its own identity. So for Yellow Brick Road, you know, we tried to work around the founders, the people that found it. And also, you know, our chef is the sous chef from Red Bean Bag. Mm. And he has a different set of specialties to the head chef at the Red Bean Bag at the moment. So we work with a lot of local flavors for Yellow Brick Road, something that we don't do for Red Bean Bag. Mm. And also the whole ambience and the style of Yellow Brick Road is based on, I would say, the personalities of, you know, all four of us. And, yeah.
So Red Bean Bag was you and hubby.
And I think Kyung's sister.
That's that family. This is the extended family.
This is the unwanted child.
They're boy boys.
So with that, and then was it, when deciding on the location, was that your first choice of location?
We were looking around, I think, a few locations, and this popped up. And it was a fantastic location, you know, corner lot, Damansara Heights. We didn't really think we would get it because, you know, we had to go in and pitch for it. And we were up against a lot of very strong names in the industry. Mm. People who have been in the F&B industry way before us. And I think probably the reason why we actually got the lot was because we pitched forward a very individual, independent kind of place that would be unique as well.
Yeah, they didn't want the new location to be same.
Yeah.
With other places.
Yeah.
And you came in with a lot of pitching experience.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Well, I've got, I'm an architect, so we have to pitch our designs, our concepts all the time. So that, I think, did help a little bit.
So you came up with a design concept, you know, as an architect?
Yes.
So they left it, they knew to leave it with her.
Yeah. Okay. The design better. And everything.
So what sort of food do you have there at Yellow Brick Road?
That is more of an Asian fusion brunch menu because we wanted to take a spin-off from the Ribbon Bag and we wanted something different so that both cafes can benefit from one another. And
Hot favorites.
Currently at the moment is the pulled beef Benedict. Mm-hmm. That's really amazing. And also our balik kampung, which is one of our signature dishes from our chef, which is a percik chicken with turmeric rice, mango crabu, and poached egg. So that was actually an accidental thing, the poached egg, which was to create the saucy base of the entire dish, which was amazing.
And you purposely came up with this sort of dish. What's the price range of the food there?
I think it ranges around 20 to 30 ringgit. Plus, which is quite reasonable. Okay. And a lot of customers say is that it's always value for money because they pay and then they get like quite good portions.
And you can fit the how many people can you fit in that location?
150 people in one sitting, like for two floors, because we have Yellow Brick Road and we have Wicked Pancake Parlour upstairs.
So it's a different entity, the Wicked Pancake Parlour.
It's under the same umbrella. But I would say it's
different concept.
So we have our pancake kitchen upstairs and our float bar, and downstairs we have our hot cooking kitchen and the coffee bar. But the menu for downstairs and the upstairs is pretty much the same. You can get pancakes downstairs as well.
Yeah, you can cross order.
Inter-order. Now we'll talk about how two-time Malaysian barrister champ Jason, right? And then we'll talk also how you took part in the World Barrister Championship after this. Lee Hai Lin, Jason Liu, and Sean Liu from Yellow Brick Road. Stay tuned to this. Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Building first world mindsets.
BFM 89.9.
Good morning. It's open for business and it's a la carte Tuesday. Lee Hai Lin, Jason Liu and Sean Liu from Yellow Brick Road. This is a restaurant that started a year ago, close to a year. Just started this year anyway.
April.
Okay, yeah. So it is, Lin is also a co-owner of the Red Bean Bag, and of course they've gotten together with this new restaurant, new personality. And Jason is a two-time Malaysian barrister champ. For someone who didn't know nothing about coffee, right?
3 years back.
3 years back, and then World Barrister Championship. So tell me the journey with your coffee, Malaysian champ, and then, you know, how do they decide who's a Malay, you know, a champ, locally or internationally?
Well, just to declare first as well, for the world champ is more on representing Malaysia to compete. So I think for the coffee industry, it's been picking up quite a bit since, I think, for specialty coffee about 4 or 5 years ago. So I stepped in about 3 years ago and without knowing anything, so thought of more on learning for myself. And after the past like 2 years ago, 2 to 3 years later, I thought this is the chance for me to actually, in fact, share out what I've learned throughout the journey as well. So that's why I competed in this year again, 2015. Mm. And yeah, managed to actually got the champ. Okay. Champion, yeah.
So when they, okay, and I guess the measurements are the same, or the metrics are the same, whether it's Malaysia or world. So what do they gauge you on? Is it taste? Is it what?
Taste is number one thing, definitely, because there'll be a lot of four of the sensory judges to actually taste your coffee. But one of the key points as well is the characteristic and attitude of each barista, because everyone could get a very, very good coffee, but the person who holds on the coffee, is it able to carry the coffee nicely throughout the whole competition and also display a good characteristic attitude in terms of serving the coffee to the sensory judges? Because there are customer service as part of the scoring sheet and also overall impression of the competitor. So anyone could make a really good coffee. But
if you have a stinking attitude...
Yeah, you could probably like display it, you know, during the competition... Without knowing yourself, yeah.
Oh, so they gauge up, and that's the same standards for the world as well.
Yes, yes.
But when you say taste, right, you know, we're just having this discussion how some Asians like their coffee non-acidic, but the Europeans do. So
actually,
do you change it then?
We're actually bringing all this coffee culture from overseas. As we know, we have our local coffee, Kopi O, Kopi Peng, and everything. So this is a very different culture brought in from throughout the world. So something that's different where we are trying to adapt ourselves in tasting and understanding how to taste each cup of coffee. So for us, it's very new for us. That's probably one of the reasons why people is not able to understand or accept enough in terms of acidity in coffee specifically. Because acidity is one of the key tasting in terms of getting the flavors out from the coffee. As we all know, coffee is in the form of fruits as well. So we can't really, I would say, remove the acidity, but through roasting only where you can actually change the acidity level in the coffee. So by looking into tasting how to taste and understand coffee really takes a longer time and explanation, and in a way education is part of the key point. That's why customer service is important, because we need to explain and let the customer understand on how to enjoy or taste the coffee. It's just pretty much similar to wine as well. How we actually taste, get the flavors, also the mouthfeel, the sensation, the dryness, how do we actually enjoy it. So this is how important in terms of us, the barista, to actually get a good customer service as well, to explain properly to our customers.
Okay, so what is when you make your coffee, so what's so special about your coffee?
Well, I have my personal preference, and I totally believe that everyone have their preference.
Okay, what's your preference?
I kind of like a bit of acidity, not very high, but acidity is important for my coffee. So bitterness and I would say a very strong cup of coffee is not my cup of coffee. So I look for something that's slightly lighter, in fact, not like very heavy. But generally, I think
medium-bodied.
Generally, Malaysians like a stronger cup, I guess, because I've experienced a lot of customer looking for a stronger cup of coffee, low acidity kind of thing. So for me, it's trying to bridge the gap find a cup that's not too acidic, but still there is a certain amount of acidity, because that is what I personally prefer, and I like it, and I would like to share to my customers as well.
Okay. Yeah. So the World Barista Championships, where was that held?
It was at Seattle this year in April. Yeah, so I managed to actually got around, like, for the ranking in about 50 out of 50 countries, I get about 20 something right in the middle. So quite happy with what we are doing as the country growth in the coffee.
Were you the only Malaysian representative?
Yes, we were the first one to actually represent to the world stage, because the past few years we couldn't get our country sanctioned in the World Coffee event. So this year is the first year that we managed to get through. Thanks to the association as well, the Malaysian Coffee, Specialty Coffee Association. Mm. Yeah.
So Lynn, you know, having run Red Bean Bag and, you know, starting this, right, what were some of the things that you learned from the first one that you said, okay, definitely when doing this number two, let's not repeat this?
I think the key thing was finding the right people. So we wouldn't have opened a second outlet without, you know, the two boys, because, you know, one cafe on itself, if you want to really run it well, it takes up so much time and so much energy as it is. And if you don't get the right people in and you don't have the right team, I don't think it's possible to, you know, to do something very well or to the standard that you want it to be. So the people, I think, you know, training people, getting the right people in and getting a team in, a very strong team, I think that was something that we learned that we had to have.
Common mistakes that people make when it comes to opening restaurants, from from your observation?
I would say don't do it just for the money, because there's not much money in it. Yeah, you know, if the underlying fact that you're opening a cafe is for, you know, recognition or for money, it won't go very far, because it shows. I think it shows, you know, in the presentation, in everything you do. So for us, we did it because, you know, Jason wanted to highlight to try to grow the coffee industry, and the cafe is a platform for him to do that. And for the rest of us, it's, you know, it's bringing customer service and bringing good food to people and generally making the world a happier place to be in. You know, when you step in and you have some pancakes and it floats and then you go out. Yeah.
What about people who have the money and they open very fast? Is that a right strategy? If you have the money.
Well, if it does well, then, you know, you can, if you get in the right people. But I really believe that it's all about the people that you get in. You know, if you're lucky and you hire in someone that's very passionate about running the space, then you've struck lottery, you know, then it could possibly work. But it's all about the people behind it and the team. So if you get in a very good team, I think it, you know, it's all about the people.
Okay, did you work with investors in this case?
We were lucky enough to have personal investors. So all of us had to come up with, you know, a specific sum. And we, you know, we had people that would invest in us personally to actually help start out the cafe. Yeah.
And in terms of marketing, you guys basically still resort to, I guess, online, bloggers come and all that.
Yeah.
You know, so you get a lot of these bloggers coming in, say, give me a free meal. What's your policy on that?
We don't spend a lot on marketing because we do it all ourselves. And our policy on you know, bloggers coming in and asking for a free meal is we just don't do it. We believe that if you want to write a review about our place, you should come in, pay for the food, enjoy it just like any other customer, and write an honest review. So yeah, that's our standpoint on that. Yeah.
Anything else to add, gentlemen? let the woman do the talking.
Yeah, right. But I think Lynn has said it all and also agreed on that part. Like, whenever we have a blogger that comes in, I think it should be a fair review and a not unbiased review as well. Okay. So that it's also good, a good way to see how we are performing as well, and really can up our standards and our game in the cafe industry. And I think we also mentioned about how prospective cafe owners who wants to open cafes and they think that they can get a lot of money because it's also a trend. The thing is, like, you won't really go that far. I think what's important is to get the right people in.
Okay.
And really know what...
People matters.
The people matters a lot.
So when people come to Yellow Brick Road, it's for the food or it's for the coffee or for both?
I always fight for coffee.
It's for the food.
It's for the food. But actually, it can be both because everyone is like in a compliment to like the whole entire
experience.
You
gotta end the meal with dessert and coffee. That's how it is. You know, all the best for 2016. Lee Hai Lin, Jason Liu, and Sean Liu from Yellow Brick Road.
Yay.
It's open for business. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.